When Governor Sean Parnell was finished making his vetoes to this year's capital budget, there was more money left for Sitka than was taken away. That's according to a list drawn up by the city. Projects in Sitka will receive $18.7 million from the state, a little more than half of the total requested. The money includes $4.5 million in cruise ship tax money that will be used to upgrade Centennial Hall and construct a seaside walkway from O'Connell Bridge to the Sitka National Historical Park. The Public Safety Academy will get $2 million for a dining facility. Robert Gorder, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Public Safety, spoke at the Academy's graduation in Sitka on Thursday. He says after the new cafeteria is built, students at the Academy will no longer have to ride a bus 3 times a day just to eat. Money for the cafeteria, as well as $1 million for a driver training range at the Academy, was also good news to city officials.
Those are incredibly important projects to keep the Public Safety Academy in Sitka, and it's very important to our economy.
Marlene Campbell is Director of Government Relations for the City of Sitka. She says the Academy employs people in town.
And recruits are there for months at a time, living here in Sitka. It's a very, very important part of our economy and our community as well.
Other projects receiving full funding from the state include $150,000 to renovate the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall and $50,000 for equipment at Sitka Community Hospital. Hospital CEO Hugh Hallgren says the money will buy 8 specific items, including a treadmill, a nearly $14,000 laser traction system, a patient warming system, and a stretcher to transport patients who weigh more than 300 pounds.
Not, there's more and more of us in our area that are approaching that weight or even over that weight, and this will allow us to handle those patients safely.
The hospital also will purchase a blood and IV fluid warmer, which is designed to prevent already weak patients from needing to use more body energy to get incoming fluids up to body temperature. And Hallgren says heating those liquids requires some precision.
This isn't like your morning coffee that you can kind of just stick in the microwave for 40 or 60 seconds and it reaches almost the right temperature. We're very, very careful that we are trying to get them into the body at approximately body temperature.
The hospital has been getting by without the equipment, Hallgren says, but having it on hand will allow the hospital to provide more and better care.
What we're trying to do, what we're here to do, is improve the health of our neighbors in our community, and this will allow us to do it.
Hallgren thanked State Senator Bert Stedman for securing the money for the equipment. Stedman is co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, which is responsible for crafting the capital budget. The total we gave you earlier in the story, $18.7 million, does not include a separate $20 million line item that would fund a pool at Mount Edgecombe High School. That is part of a statewide bond package which must be approved by voters in the fall. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.